Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to go on now, Dr.
It's 3 o'clock, and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light, Atlanta, 12 p.m. Pacific here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, 3 p.m. Eastern in the ATL, West Coast, East Coast, Unite. Happy Friday, everyone. The weather is a little overcast here in San Diego, but, hey, I bet it beats the humid heat that you all are getting on the East Coast, so definitely you all stay hydrated. Stay cool. I'm pretty sure all you guys are in your ACs or up under some shade, but just take care of yourselves out there. Most importantly, make sure you guys are hydrating yourself. Wow, 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 what a week that we had here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. To kick off the week on Monday, we had a recap show with the team from the Pet Garage within Atlanta. They're that actual company, those entrepreneurs, Mike Howell. They're in Atlanta, very, very successful business that they have out there in Atlanta. Then we had Pamela Warlock with the Preparation Room. I mean, the lines were just full. I was getting texts and calls on all my phones. As you guys know, I carry numerous numbers of them, emails, you know, instant messages. People just wanted to call in and share their stories because that's what the Preparation Room is all about. And just to get the word of encouragement from Pam and her team. As you all know, Pam has I have had Pam join the Build, Grow, and Enjoy team. So she will be on the first Tuesday of every month with her segment of the Preparation Room to allow you guys to listen to those words of encouragement and also allow you guys to come on the air and share your story so that the next person can hear your testimony. We all know that, you know, testimony is very important. As a part of life, as for it can be very uplifting to encourage that next person that may have be sharing those same experiences that you may have been through throughout life. So we know the storm is never forever. It's a temporary situation. So it's just great to have Pam and her team from the Preparation Room to be able to come on the air and just allow that throughout people's lives. Had some technical difficulties on the Wednesday and Thursday show, but definitely you guys just keep tuning in here to on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, WIGO The Light. Hotep with the Hustle University, who was scheduled to be on the air on Wednesday, and George Cole with the National Credit Educational Services. They are all being rescheduled, and they will be back on the air to share their messages to you all. So thank you all for you know, your support, for your understanding, your patience, as we just get through this financial movement structure, getting it in order to ensure that we get the message across to all of you guys. But at least yesterday, it did allow me the opportunity. Despite the technical difficulties we had with George coming on the air, it allowed me to speak a little bit about what we have going on with Interseed Consultants, which you all know is a consultant firm that I am a owner of, and what me and my team and my partners have going on that side of the business. When it comes to you business owners needing funding and wanting, you know, that how to get yourself launched or expand your business. So definitely you want to visit energyconsultants.com for more information or tune into yesterday's show so you can hear a little more details on it. But you can go to energyconsultants.com. All this information is definitely on buildgrownenjoy.com also. So definitely just reach out, you know, let us help you. We're looking to launch you. We're wanting to launch you and help you get your business to the next level. And then today, everyone, we have, you know, the end of the week, Friday, getting ready for the week, this long, long, actually, related weekend. The show goes on, and he's back, and that's San Diego's very own and highly sought-after educator, civil rights activist. I mean, this guy is the man, and, you know, an absolutely inspiring mentor and educator that, you know, sends out a message that's just real and just talking about what's going on within the community. Huge, huge activist within the community. And that's Dr. Carol Wayman. Welcome back, Dr. Carol. It is an honor and pleasure to have you once again.
Well, thank you for having me again, and welcome to everybody. Glad to be on again.
Well, the lines, definitely. And everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, on BillGrownEnjoy.com. Dr. Carol, like I said, it's just so excited to have you today on Bill Grown and Joy once again to deliver such an important message that all the listeners are excited to hear worldwide. As you know, I have a worldwide audience about, you know, the wealth and lifestyles within our communities worldwide. But before we get into that message, could you please just share with everyone your history of who is Dr. Carol Wayman?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. This is an opportunity to thank everybody for listening. I'm Dr. Carol Wayman here in San Diego, and I have degrees and advanced degrees in psychology, sociology, medical anthropology, as well as education. And I've been a teacher. I retired from part of the formal teaching, but I still teach. I taught in 7 different areas, and I've been the president of a local university, and then I taught at one of the local colleges for 27 years before I retired. And now I do writing. I do a lot of writing every week, and I write articles. And I do consultant work for many, many different groups in different areas, especially education, marriage and family, children growing up, and what we're talking about today. Because when I was growing up, there was an old saying that some of you certainly have heard as well as I have. It's called healthy, wealthy, and wise. So we're going to talk about maybe being wise first and then getting healthy and wealthy. That's who I am.
Definitely. And like you said, healthy, wealthy, and wise, because when it comes to, you know, wealth, and that's what we'll be talking about, it's not just about the money. There's a lot more to it, you know, where it starts from the foundation. It's like you said, your health and being wise in decisions. And you know, a lot of people out there, they just truly, truly don't understand the meaning of what wealth is. So can you just define what the meaning of wealth is besides just the money side of it?
Yes, I think so. I think wealth also in 3 dimensions, like you were saying. We have the wealth that comes from being having a healthy lifestyle like we're talking about, and I want to talk about that. And then we have the wealth, for example, material wealth, and then we have the other kind of wealth that cannot be defined that way. So we are always concerned about who we are and where we are going. But lifestyle is important because our lifestyle should include definitions of ourselves and where we want to be in terms of health. And if we don't have health, for example, we cannot enjoy the other kinds of wealth, if you wish to put it that way. For example, we always, if we want to enjoy our families, and most of us will have families if you're not married now, or grandkids like I have, or great-grandkids, lifestyles include, for example, being able to enjoy those families, being able to participate with your kids. That's a very important one. Or grandkids, for that matter, going to school with them, following their growth habits. I think it's one of the most exciting experiences one can have in terms of wealth in the family now, is to watch kids from birth grow up, become part of the family, start to school, experience all the stuff of good learning and what it's about. And in my case, watch the little kids, for example, they're not afraid of bugs and worms and all of that, and they play with them. All of that is made possible when we define health as wealth. I'll stop there and see if I need to keep talking for right now.
Oh, just keep going. I would plug in. It's all about what you have in your message. This is you, Dr. Carol, so just keep on going.
All right. So in terms of community, we have to enjoy our kids and families. If we don't do that, we don't have wealth in the family. The other part of that is making friends. stay free of common colds and common illnesses. All of that is health. And I might add here, because so much emphasis these days, and I work with some of these, on cancer. As we know, women have cancer, the common kind of cancers, but men also have cancers. Men have prostate
right.
cancer, the most common one as we know, although that is not the most prevalent one among men. But women and men have cancer and other illnesses. As we grow older, we'll have different kind of illnesses. All this is health and wealth. If we don't have that, we
right.
cannot go to the schools and enjoy our kids and watch them grow up. We cannot have the other kind of wealth we're going to talk about. So first is lifestyle that allows us to enjoy our families, and that is wealth indeed, because if we don't have that kind of wealth, we cannot enjoy the rest of it. I can
yes.
keep going, but I might want to stop and see if anybody wants to ask me questions or anything.
Yeah, definitely. There's no questions as of yet. Everyone knows the lines are open, 347-215-8709 with Dr. Karen, talking about the term or the discussion of wealth throughout our community lifestyle. Now, Dr. Carol, you know, Will Smith said, and I'm coming back on the money side because, you know, that's me. Will Smith said, you know, a great thing. He says, too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. What do you think of that?
Say that part again now.
Will Smith said a saying, and the saying that Will Smith said was, too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. Will Smith said that. And I just, when I heard that statement, I just thought that that was, it's absolutely true. You know, within our communities, there's so many people that's, you know, living above their means and, you know, what's that term they say, trying to live like the Joneses, but really and truly they don't know the Joneses are broke. So what do you have to say about that?
I think that's very important. It is true, so true. In my community right here in San Diego, as around the country, as all of us know, there are people who insist upon living a certain kind of lifestyle that's not really authentic and real. It's above their means, and they get into all kinds of debt. That's not very good lifestyle, healthy living and healthy thinking. One of the important things is to be able to do budget, if you wish, to look at how much money we have coming in and how we spend it, and make budgets that are within our own limits. Many early couples get into trouble because when you first get married, you're not used to all this good stuff of controls, that we cannot spend beyond our means, we have to have a budget. And strangely enough, research indicates that most people don't have a budget and don't live within their means. That's why the country is so good at certain kinds of things like bankruptcy, because they know, especially in these times when we're hearing so much from the government, they know that we're going to take out a mortgage beyond our means. We're going to try to accumulate physical wealth beyond our means. And we say that's bad stuff.
Right.
So, yes, they do, and many never give any thought, really, to saying, what is it we want? What kind of health do we want? What kind of wealth do we want? And they live above their means. So, yes, I'm with you all the way, and that requires me to say that early in our life, as well as middle life or older life, we should really always be open to changes about how we spend our physical wealth, because if we don't have the physical wealth under control, our certain lifestyle and health wealth will not be under control. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, definitely, and you're absolutely right about that, because, I mean, you'll always be worried, there'll be just misery and anxiety, you know, no life of abundance. So it's like you'll just be working just to pay someone else, and that's something that, you know, I educate here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy about, you know, most importantly, what you want to do is you want to spend less than you earn. Avoid that lifestyle inflation. Just because you make more don't mean you have to spend it. And it's a key to say, you know, like I always say, you know, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you definitely, that you keep. So, you know, a lot of people just need to know where they're going. You know, create SMART goals. You know, I know you've heard the term about the SMART goals to success. Be specific. Have measurable goals. Make sure it's authentic, realistic, and time limited. So I just think that those are some goals that are easy way that people can just kind of set it, where we call it, like I said, the SMART goals, which is a key to your financial success. You definitely want to just make sure you stay within your means and know how much money you're keeping, and you just don't have to spend everything. Because like you said, it goes not just into the money side, but also into that health, and, you know, then it goes into the legacy side of where it's carrying on for your generations and your family, and what your children see you do. That's what they're probably most likely going to do. Now, you have a lot of, like, worldwide experience, Dr. Carol, and I'm sure you've seen different lifestyles worldwide. Tell us about some different types of communities and how other communities worldwide are successfully balancing their lifestyles to have that more empowered and abundant life without the stress and the misery of just living within debt and living from paycheck to paycheck. What are you seeing out there?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, because my friend who wrote the book From Paycheck to Paycheck, we have good jobs, and lo and behold, as soon as we get paid, we run to the bank, and so that they don't take what we already have and don't go into bankruptcy. We don't live within our means, again, from paycheck to paycheck. But the other part is important, I think, that you imply. There are people in the community who, for example, do not have the physical wealth that they wish they have, but they put on a front that they do have. I had a friend, for example, who died not too long ago. Nobody knew that he was very poor, but he was slick, as we say, smart, because he lived above his means, but nobody ever knew that he really didn't have a basic insurance for his house, for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But when he died, for example, he was known as Mr. Flash, and like you talked about, living above his means, he was having a ball. He was having a good time.
Right.
Only a few of us knew that it was a front for him. I'll call him Bill. Bill had the greatest fun in the world. Now, I don't think that's bad stuff, but you got to back it up with something. You got to back it up. You got to have the stuff that really is genuine, not just that front out there. The other thing you mentioned, though, I think it's important.
Part very, very, very important.
Yeah. I think part of the difficulty.
Very, very.
That we're not able to back up and see our egos and put our egos in place. We got to be able to put our egos in place. And if we don't have the wealth that we think we should have, that's okay, but we don't have to pretend that we have it. And I think what I'm really trying to say is we need to back up and look at who we want to be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, how we enjoy the kids, and what do we want really as our goal in life. Physical health is important, far more important than the physical wealth. Physical health,
definitely.
Mental health, emotional health. And I
definitely think
they all relate to our life now. Yes.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, I'm a world traveler myself, and I will never forget when I went to, I went to Gales Point, Belize. And I stayed in this village for about 10 days with the people. You know, I'm the type of person, when I go on vacation, I like to be with the people. I'm not like the resort person or anything. I like to be with the people. And I was in this village for 10 days. No running water, no electricity, nothing. I was living off the land. These people were so poor, but yet they were so happy. And they still gave the little that they had. And it was the time of my life. So it made me come back and just be like, wow, you know, it makes you really appreciate the opportunity that we have here in America, and just, you know, wise it up on how we spend our money. Because really and truly, the spending patterns that we do have, or what's going on within our community, is just not necessary, and it's not needed.
No.
I'm sure a lot of people sitting there, they buy things, tags still sitting, the clothes or the items sitting in their closets with the tags still on them. It's not needed. And when you get that mindset and you change that mindset to realize that you can live below your means, you will live a much happier and abundant life, stress-free. And I try to express that to everyone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you put your finger on it, because ultimately, if we don't have our physical wealth, our emotional wealth, we'll never be able to enjoy the material wealth. That reminds me of something else you were alluding to. I just branch off and say, in these days and times, we can travel all over the world, which is great. And our kids will be better at it than we are. Our grandkids will live
yes.
in a whole world where we have our breakfast in Brazil and lunch in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, that's great stuff, isn't it?
It's there. I mean, like you said, even when I was, when I lived, I lived in Sardinia before.
Right.
I lived in Sardinia for 3 years. And when I was there, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, these people, I mean, I can go through a week without spending over $100. And I would be sitting here eating 8-course Italian meals and, you know, traveling the island at the beach, just living life. And that's just what it's about. So it just amazes me that the mind, like I said, the mindset that we have in America, it's just time to refocus, get it back on track, get out that mindset of the big bling bling, because that's just not where it's at.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right on target, because even today, we will not be able to imagine, if we don't use our imagination, what our kids and their kids are going to do in 20 years from now, 30 years from now. They can travel all over the world like you're talking about. It's so important.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Definitely.
And I'm sure many that's listening to us today have already traveled to many, many countries. And if you're black,
yes.
of course, or African-American, it's been into Africa, you know, in the past 30 years. And our kids and their kids grow up with just, that's just routine for them. And they travel all over the place. And I think
you know, exposure is very important, too. That's a part of the lifestyle. I encourage, you know, every parent that's listening, expose your children, you know, get them into a great, you know, leadership program and let them go and travel. Because that, I was fortunate to have parents to allow me and my siblings to just get out and travel the world growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably see more than most people see in their life, and it was just an advantage for me.
Yeah. There's no excuse today if you want to travel. There's no excuse as long as you live within your means, for example. And I know we're going to run up a lot of debt in the credit cards, but that's okay if you can manage it. They travel all over the world. Give the kids the opportunity to talk about traveling. What about local stuff, like teaching kids some of the stuff that normally kids don't think about, we don't think about, even ballet. My grandkid is studying ballet. She's only 3 years old. She's studying ballet already. I think that's great.
Right.
My other grandson, he studies everything, karate. He's interested in geography and all of this. We should provide our kids with all kinds of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That is health and wealth.
Yes.
Let them fly.
Yes.
If they want to be a movie star,
gotta let them fly.
Let them fly. Fly all over the world, so to speak, in their dreams. Let them become educators. Young little kids educators. Let them become actors at 10 and 12 and 13. Ballet, music. Do the whole thing. That's lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. And it makes them so independent.
Yeah. I just think it's fascinating to watch them grow up. And if we don't have that lifestyle that way and get out of our old dreams so that we can see kids today, we'll never enjoy our wealth tomorrow. And once we get the lifestyle wealth in place, We can handle the material wealth if we live within our means.
Oh yeah, it comes. What's that saying they say? You take care of the small things, the big things will fall in place.
Everything else will fall in place.
Everything will fall in place.
Another thing you alluded to earlier about, and I just put it in this way: community. As we grow up, certainly, all of us belong to organizations in the community. Right now, I belong to several, but I work with a lot of different organizations. Now, I know that I can get it over my head in terms of commitment to different groups but I don't do that. We need to leave enough time so that we have time for ourselves and our family. And if we do that, we can keep our health going. And again, if we are healthy, we have wealth.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, we're just going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back because we have about 5 minutes left on the show, and we're going to see some other information or hear some other information that Dr. Carroll would like to conclude with. Also, to let him announce his contact information, but you all know it's on BillGrownEnjoy.com. But we will take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome, welcome back. Welcome back, Bill, Girl, and Enjoy. WIGO 1570, The Light, Atlanta. I have Dr. Carroll Wayman, educator and civil rights activist throughout the community. Well known here in San Diego, throughout the world, actually, here talking to wealth and lifestyles within our community. Wow, what a show, Dr. Carroll. I'm just, like, loving the message that you're sending today. It's just very, very, very touching, and, people like you just make a world of a difference within our community. They need to hear the message. You know, a lot of people, they live in this illusion of superficial lifestyles, and it's just great to have people like you just step up to the plate and let them know what it really is, so that way the truth can come out and people can live a better lifestyle and have that true meaning of wealth throughout life. So is there any additional information you'd like to add? And definitely let everyone know how they can contact you as we conclude this show.
Yeah, and a couple of other observations I would make. And then they can contact me two or three different ways. The phone numbers, they can call directly to your number or my number. They can call me directly here at 619-263-4929. I'll repeat that. 619-263-4929. And just identify themselves, and it's all right, you can call. I'm having difficulty with the phones these days in my house, like many people, but that'll get straightened out. So if you don't get me right away, try again. Don't give up. The other way you can contact me, of course, is through my email. I'll spell that out twice. Carol, CARROL, 100 at Cox.net. I'll repeat that again. Email. CARROL 100 at Cox.net. That's
awesome,
the telephone number
and my
email. And then call me anytime. Send me all kind of emails. Just identify yourselves, and we can have a good time. We can have a ball. Talking about all
right, and you're always open to, like, speaking engagements. I heard you got an award, like, about, what, like, a few weeks ago. They were honoring you, so you're available for speaking engagements and inspirational messages also. So definitely, you guys, reach out to Dr. Carroll. He is the guy that can just, that can just educate you all on all that he has, witnessed and been involved with within the community. He is that community activist you want to reach out to. So definitely, it was great to have you on the air, Dr. Carroll. It's always a pleasure having you on here. You know, have a blessed weekend, and, our community really, really appreciate you.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and glad to be on, and we'll be on again, and contact me, everybody out there. Contact me if you wish.
Awesome.
Let's have a good time. Let's have it carried on between these sessions. We can have a good conversation.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there you have it, everyone. Dr. Carroll, his information is on BillGrownEnjoy.com, all his contact information. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. That concludes our show. Thank you for the support. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you on Monday. Remember, SMART goals, be specific, measurable, authentic, realistic, and have a time limit. Know where you're going. Enjoy, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things. Positive actions lead to positive results.
Great.